Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet, home of the Edge, get your best showroom. $50 right there on the line for you. That beautiful cutting board. I just used it last night, as a matter of fact.
I love that cutting board.
Doing my Sunday dinner.
The stuff doesn't fall off of it when you're cutting it, right? Did you notice that? You just slide the stuff you cut to the side, and then you keep cutting.
That's what I do.
Doesn't fall off.
19th caller, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's $50 gift certificate, though. But get that cutting board if you want to get something. It's $100 value.
Great.
It's worth $50 if you want to cash plus the card we're going to give you right now. What is he talking about? I don't know.
Number five.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says the violence in Chicago will not let up until gun laws change.
This list goes on and on and on and on. And while my point is not to re-victimize victims, it's important that we all wrap our heads around what's going on here in Chicago. Once we do that as a city, as public leaders, we need to enact tougher penalties so that these individuals know that their actions will not go without consequences. Until then, you're going to keep hearing the same thing from me and keep seeing the same results on the streets.
Now, this is interesting. Not actually asking for a change of gun laws, asking for the enforcement. This is something that people have been asking for. Gary McCarthy asked for it before. Phil Klein asked for it. They would like to see judges actually throwing people behind bars for having illegal guns after the first offense. And that's after the first offense. And I don't think anybody could be opposed to that.
I think they are. I mean, I think we've heard politicians say that we're just locking people up left and right. Maybe this person is a first-time offender. Maybe.
But they're saying not for first-time offenders. Is it on the second time?
I don't know that saves everybody. I mean, I don't know. It feels as if there are other statistics, too, that are a problem for a police department. The fact that we have the highest homicide rate in the nation, but the lowest clearance rate for murder in the country. People are literally getting away with murder. And so they're still out there. And then you have even the people behind the non-fatal shootings, low arrest record.
I say it often, but I can't stress it enough. I'm frustrated. The city should be frustrated. Frustrated that despite these weekends, we still see repeat offenders get back out on the street far too soon. Frustrated that sometimes innocent people are affected by the destructive decisions of others. And frustrated that the people who commit these crimes just don't care who their actions affect.
Well, we saw that this weekend. 13 people shot, including a pregnant woman and a man just trying to celebrate Labor Day in the park. Just unbelievable. People just shoot into a crowded park on a holiday.
That's
the frustration he's talking about that we all
feel.
Right. But
he's right. We're all right. We're all feeling that. I happen to think that enforcement, you know, be damned. This whole notion of, well, we're just locking people up. You got to lock people up. You have to send a message to people that their actions have consequences. If there is this notion that you can just go get a gun, which people do, and it's not like they're buying the guns legally. These are illegally obtained guns.
Sure.
So not people who have FOID cards or concealed carry, although some do, which is interesting. There have actually been cases, I know of one very specifically, where a guy with a concealed carry license.
Permit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gunned down another guy, and this was a bad guy and bad guy crime. And how the bad guy got the concealed carry is a little unclear, but it is what it is. So, I mean, you do have cases where it is too much. There has to be a stop. There has to be a moment where we at least, you know, put the plug in somehow, some way.
It's interesting because the police department will tell you they know the 1,400 people most likely to either commit the most violent crimes or be the victim of those most violent crimes. And I think that's a success story, that you've identified who they are. Now what do you do?
Eddie Johnson also said this.
When I go home at night and I see my neighbors, They're asking me, how come African Americans won't step up to the plate and be parents to their children?
It's a very complex issue.
Well, it's part of the it's all everything we're talking about here is on the table. And it's been on the table for decades. Mm-hmm. And yet the rate here this year is it's insane.
It is.
And we do have the, you know, this whole idea too, this is the thing that, that drives me nuts. You know, you watch the criticism of Chicago. Chicago's got the toughest gun laws in America, and look what it goes on. It doesn't. We don't. We don't. We don't enforce the ones we have on the books. We don't. We actually have we've moderated. We've actually lessened the gun laws. You can have concealed carry now in Chicago. You can own a firearm in Chicago. You can purchase a firearm in Chicago. There's all kinds of things that changed. That used to not be able to have a handgun in Chicago. You could only register a shotgun in Chicago. That's all changed. This all now has been liberalized, I suppose is the term. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the gun owners want to use that term, but for the city of Chicago,
right.
And the numbers are, and this whole idea of an armed society is a polite society. No, it is not. This is a heavily armed city. And it is not polite. You're closing in on 3,000 people shot this year alone. It's not even September. It's not even October 1st.
Right.
It's not even September 15th. Kids are going back to school this week in Chicago, they're hoping that at least those kids will be somewhere during the day when the bullets are flying. I mean, it's stupid. All right, checking in at
number four
during a conference on her new plane today, with an H with the arrow through it.
Right.
Hillary Clinton directly addressed the press and took questions for the second day in a row. She does not like Donald Trump, it turns out.
I just think he's dead wrong. I mean, the reason that presidential candidates going back decades have released their tax returns is because the American people want to know if they're going to entrust a president with the management of our country's finances. They want to know, how did this person handle his or her own finances, which is, you know, one of the reasons why we've released 40 years of tax returns.
That was her. I don't know if you call it her first press conference in 200 and some days, or if you call it sort of a press conference, but she kind of popped back into the back of the plane today and talked with reporters and fielded a few questions. But they did seem somewhat of a congenial audience. It was very... There weren't a lot of hard questions asked today.
Right. You don't want to ask the wrong question at 31,000 feet.
you might find a different way to get off the plane. But it's a step forward in the right direction, I suppose. Do we want to hear from the pilot here? Mm-hmm. Is the pilot having trouble?
Hold on. This thing's broken on this plane.
Uh-oh, that's not good. When you hear that from the captain.
That's a problem. This is Emma Skeptron Flight Deck. Welcome aboard. Hold on a second. Hillary 2.0. We'd like to say that one of the press people in the back working for WGN is about to be thrown off the plane at 31,000 feet.
Don't worry, guys. I got this.
Violetta can help us because she knows how to jump out of planes
jumped
now.
Out of a plane
so we're good. No worries.
We know you have a lot of options to fly. Actually, no, because you're on our plane. So, just everybody take a deep breath when we open up the door, throw Violetta Pandemic right off the back of the airplane.
All right, wait, there's more. Hold on. Oh, I'm sorry. Donald Trump at a sit-down event with retired General Michael Flynn in Virginia Beach, Virginia today, criticized the Iran nuclear deal, saying Secretary of State John Kerry negotiated poorly.
So what happens is you say, we have to have the hostages back. They will say no. You leave the room and you double up the sanctions. Within 48 hours, you'll have your hostages back, believe me. But they didn't do that. Kerry never walked. The only time he walked is when he entered a bicycle race. Can you believe this guy? 73 years old. It's real. He fell off his bicycle and he broke his leg and he was out of the negotiation for 3 or 4 weeks. And they probably did better in the negotiation when he wasn't there. But that's the only time that he left. He should have left the negotiation and doubled up the sanctions and get what he wants.
Okay. Donald Trump would have done that better. Donald Trump also would have flown away from the G20 when he didn't get the red carpet, he said.
Right. If he didn't get the proper staircase and the proper respect, he would have gotten out of there.
He would have left. Okay. All right. He's going to be your next president.
feel.
Top 5 continues right here. Checking in at
number 3.
Tom Hanks was on Good Morning America today. Chat about his new movie Sully, where he plays Sully Sullenberger, who successfully landed a plane on the Hudson River in 2009. He was asked about the time of the new film and why should the story of Sully be told now.
For larger philosophical reasons, I think, it takes a look at the social contract we have with our institutions. Mm. You know, there is a thing that is supposed to happen when you go to the airport and you have a ticket and you get on a plane and you fly from LaGuardia to Charleston, South Carolina. The worst thing that is supposed to happen is they lose your suitcase or you spill coffee on your lap. You're supposed to be able to have faith in a guy and a crew, men and women who come on and say, sit back and we'll get you there without any problems.
Gosh, I hope this is a good movie. I love Tom Hanks. Such a hero story, right?
Richard
but
Roper.
But we know how it ends.
Richard Roper. Well, no. Well,
don't
that's the interesting thing. You don't know what happened to him in the meantime, which is this. Richard Roper and I are reviewing it together on Friday.
So you're going to see more than the trailer before you
I'm
review
seeing
it?
More than the trailer before I review it. I'm not. I can review trailers all day long.
That's exciting. I hope it's good. Yeah, I just hope it's good.
My sense is that if Richard Roper's asking me to do this, then mm-hmm. that must be good. So we'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find out tonight. All right. Checking in at, don't tell me.
Number 2.
It was supposed to be Rob Lowe's roast, but Ann Coulter is the one who got burned. The pundit and author was invited to roast the Grindr actor on Comedy Central. In the end, though, Coulter herself was the butt of numerous jokes, and she just
didn't like it, I'm sure.
She had a little trouble.
Ann Coulter, if you're here, who's scaring the crows away from our crops? Last year we had Martha Stewart, who sells sheets, and now we have Ann Coulter, who cuts eye holes in them.
Looks like she's having a good time. I haven't seen you laugh this hard since Trayvon Martin got shot.
Ann Coulter is here, which can mean only one thing. Someone must have said her name 3 times. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
Ann hopes the Republicans can hold on to the House so she can continue to haunt it. Is Pete white? Is he black? Ann Coulter needs to know so she can decide if she hates him.
All right,
wow.
That was her having a bad night before she even got to the microphone. And then she got to the microphone, and there's stuff, actually, that she said we can't play.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she fire back at all of her attackers? Was that part of the context of it? No,
because the stuff's all kind of written.
She said she's telling.
Those Comedy Central roasts are very produced.
They are, and they're usually really great, too. Wasn't it the Justin Bieber one that aired? That was really fun.
But she said some things that really went beyond the pale of our own production standards.
Ouch.
So we're like, okay, well, all right. So anyway, so let's just put that. Watch and judge for yourselves,
mm-hmm.
people.
She's saying that Comedy Central edited it and that made her even look worse. So that's her.
And finally.
Number 1.
Passengers on a Southwest Airlines flight remained very, very quiet when a flight attendant delivered an animated landing announcement. Zach Homesser impersonated nearly a dozen characters from the classic Warner Brothers cartoons. Oh, wow. This is a flight landing here in Chicago.
What's up, ducks? This is Bugs Bunny here, and on behalf of this flight crew and Southwest Airlines, welcome to Chicago, the Windy City. Please remain seated with your seatbelts fastened, seatbacks and tray tables in the full upright analog position, and make sure all your carrying items are stowed where they are.
Oh, you screwy wabbit! You may now use your small, portable electronic devices, but please remain seated with your carry-on stowed. Oh, brother, listen, folks. Please be advised the aircraft doors will be open during ground service, right? For your safety and any children, husbands, or sports teams you are supervising, please remain clear of the front and back doors.
Gotta love Southwest.
You know what I gotta love? Getting off that plane.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's annoying.
I don't want that. You know what? I don't want it. I like when they're like a little cheeky.
Really? Yeah, really?
Yeah, it's fine. But I don't like that. I don't want like full comedy. This is safety briefing.
Is it really? I mean, does everyone really need to know how to put the buckle together still in 2016? Yeah, you? And you have to take that seriously.
Weren't you on a plane yesterday?
Yes, I was.
Yeah,
they now have the TV thing that's right in your lap. You can just kind of see the security briefing rather than the person who stands up on that plane I was on. But I'm saying that sometimes they just don't even seem human, that of course we know how to do this.
Well, he wasn't doing that. He was talking about your devices. They just
I
landed.
Mean, all of their announcements. But it just feels sometimes a little too serious. I want the pilot to be serious. Right? These flight attendants can have fun a little bit. Oh, God.
You want that?
No.
You want creepy guy?
No, I don't want creepy guy in the cockpit either.
I just want to let you know that we're going to be cruising at an altitude of, like, oh, very high. So good luck to all of you. And when I get out of the cockpit to go to the bathroom, don't rush the cockpit or anything.
Wouldn't want that. No, you'd want to get the heck off that plane.
Yes, sorry. I'm in his dream again. I hate when I get in his dream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you mind if I close this thing up?
I'll
bet you don't mind.
No, I don't.
I think it's probably a good idea right about now, huh? All right, here we go.
The top five at five.